Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number two. I'm Jim Galante. He is Thomas Frank Carr. T. Frank, we're going to continue our conversation about the 22 recruiting class. I'm sure this is going to, conversations is going to extend for a few more weeks as everything settles in and you continue to review the tape. But I still have some more questions today. Let's go to the quarterback room. I thought it was I showed a lot of self-control going an entire segment.
Talking about the offensive line and skill positions, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
A little bit of diversity there. But, you know, we had the big announcement this week that Sean Clifford is coming back for his 13th year with the Nittany Lions.
Yep.
It is going to make for a really fascinating quarterback room. You've got, as I said, you know, Sean Clifford, 13th year senior. Obviously, 22 will be his year. He'll be given the reins. But you have two new quarterbacks coming in Drew Aller, Bo Prabula, to go along with redshirt freshman Christian Vaiu. I look at it as this is almost the perfect dynamic. You don't have to throw one of the freshmen in as a starter. You could ease them in with a guy who's been around long enough to show them the ropes.
Yeah.
Your take on the quarterback room.
I've come around on this because people have convinced me otherwise. Just from an evaluation standpoint, I know what Sean Clifford is, and I know what his strengths and weaknesses are, and if I were to design a game plan, I'd know how to attack him. Now, that being said, he was put in a position this past year in his yet again in a new offense, having to not be a complete master of it by the start of the season. And not to make excuses, but just give you the context of it, and performed well in structure, performed well in certain situations, but didn't add that over-the-top dynamic, which honestly he hasn't for his whole career. So from that standpoint, are you treading water a little bit? But if you have a good team around Sean Clifford, you have a chance to win a lot of games. Because he's not gonna hurt you, and he's a mature player, as you mentioned, in his 13th year of eligibility at Penn State. You weren't gonna get a better transfer that knew the system already than I keep wanting to call him Trace McSorley than Sean Clifford, because it feels like they've been the same person, just kind of blurring together there for a while.
They've both been arrived at about the same time, 13 years ago, right?
Yeah, exactly, and they've been the entirety of James Franklin's career, and that at Penn State. So there that is a big part of the analysis of his time at Penn State. So I understand the desire for that, and I understand the desire to have that familiarity return. From an evaluation standpoint, I'm tired of saying the same things over and over again. I want to get a new evaluation. I want to see a new quarterback. But from a winning and losing standpoint and from a team building standpoint, I understand the desire to have Clifford out there. My counter is that if Christian Vaiu is that good, there has to be an open competition. There has to be some function for growth at that position. Because if it isn't, it's stagnation. And I'm not talking about just with the true freshman coming in. I'm talking about if Vaiu as a redshirt freshman suddenly pops and he's the guy, there has to be the ability to say, Sean, thank you for your service. Thank you for everything you've done for Penn State. We need to move on to the future. And it's clear that Vaiu is the guy. And I think a lot of Penn State fans, that's their fear, is that that will never happen. But my counter would be, and I think some of my colleagues have pointed this out, that no one's really been good enough to take the job from Clifford. That's going to be the next thing, is these guys that are behind him now have the talent to. If Prabula as an outside shot, or if Aller, or if Vaiu have those skills, there has to be a mechanism for them to take over.
And I think for the coaching staff, they have the luxury now of having an entire season to evaluate those three and perhaps get a leader going into the 23 season. Let's get off the quarterback position. Let's go to a couple things that are a little bit under the radar, a little bit different. The other big name in the class is Nicholas Singleton, the running back. I don't know about you. I expect him to at least be part of the rotation next year. Yeah. But there's another running back, pretty highly regarded, by the name of Catron Allen coming in. What could you tell us about him?
Well, first off, if you're looking for something to fix the Penn State backfield when it comes to speed and explosiveness, Nick Singleton, I think, averaged like 13 yards a carry for Governor Mifflin. And normally I'm like, yeah, it's high school, but it's legit. Like, at the college level, he'd still have a healthy average with the way he plays football. So I do think he's going to be a part of the rotation, especially in the middle of the season. You know, I don't think Penn State never starts true freshmen at that position if they've got a veteran there. But he's going to be a part of it. Catron Allen, 5'11", 222. The difference between him and some of the other guys that have been playing for Penn State is that he's a big back that plays like a big back. Noah Cain, early in his career, I think there's a good comparison between the two of a big guy with good fluidity, good feel for how to set up blocks, good feel for how to cut and to make people miss even without breaking tackles. And then when he gets those arm tackles, saw him drag a guy for 6 yards just with his lower body, thick tree trunk sort of lower body, doesn't have explosive speed, but is a good receiver, good all-around football player that could also contribute early in his career, but his skill set is just a little redundant if you have a healthy big back, which I'm more open to the idea that Noah Cain can have a resurgence this upcoming year, once he's a year removed from having those continual lower body injuries that have prevented him from training in the offseason. So I do see that one of these guys may not contribute early, but at least one of them will.
Two of the names that have intrigued me, and they committed fairly early, so I think they get lost in the shuffle and forgotten a little bit, are tight end Jerry Cross and speedy wide receiver Caden Saunders. Tell me about those two guys.
Well, first off, they've both been committed since they were about 14, I think. So you're right. I've been watching Caden Saunders' film since, I think, his sophomore or freshman season. So, you know, it's been a long time coming with Caden. He's dynamic. There's no other way to put it, his skill set. He is 109th player in the nation, according to On3. And he has just great speed and route running. His transitions at the top of his routes, I have a hard time noticing them because he's just so lightning fast. And it's not even an explosive thing. It's just his hips and feet are so quick that he transitions faster than anyone can keep up with. So I think his real talent is he's 5'10", 160 pounds. He's going to be a slot receiver, and he's going to be a vertical slot threat. So he's going to be a guy that pushes the ball down the field for the Penn State offense, and he's got electric with the ball in his hands sort of talent. But it goes back to the same thing that we said with Jahan Dotson, that my one criticism of his game is he's phenomenal at everything, but if you get your hands on him, you can bring him down. Caden doesn't have to be any bigger, but he has to play bigger, and he has to be stronger at that position to break some tackles, because you can't break every angle at the college football level. He is a dynamic talent, and there's not going to be anything, I think, that prevents him from being very good. It's just the elite ceiling of, you can put the ball in his hands, Tyreek Hill style, in any way, form, or fashion, and then get big plays and threaten the defense in that fear level you get out of a receiver. Jerry Cross is a true Y tight end. He is 6'6", 255 pounds. My concern with him is I think he's a great receiver, but I don't know about his speed. I need to see a little bit more of that in his profile, as far as, he's not a traditional Penn State tight end. I think he's going to be a good blocker. So yay for Penn State football fans that want that old school tight end. But then what is the threat in the passing game consistently? I think he's going to be a good all-around player, but I don't know that he's going to have the heights of a guy like Theo Johnson or Pat Freiermuth or Mike Gesicki.
T. Frank, we always talk about the stars of a class, like the Drew Allers and Nick Singletons. For this to be a really good class, there's got to be some other guys who step up and perform. I want to hear about the couple guys that you say, you know what, under the radar, they're not being talked about enough because I think they're going to be pretty good.
Well, I've talked about all of these guys a lot, so that's going to be hard for me to remember which ones are underrated. Tyler Johnson, I think, is maybe one of them that we don't, because he plays in a really small Virginia league, 533 ranked nationally at receiver, but legit speed. size, ball skills, basketball level rebounding skills with the ball in the air, and good route runner. It's just going to be about with him. I do think he needs to be bigger and more physical because he has the ability to. His frame, he can fill out and be a real number one boundary receiver. And Penn State, they don't have a lot of size in this class. I mean, another guy who is a receiver in this class that is another speed guy is Anthony Ivey, 5'11", 175. Legitimate deep threat as well. So they've got a lot of those guys, but they need some guys with size. And then possibly a star with his progression is Abdul Carter. He is from LaSalle High School, 6'4", 240 pounds. Could develop into an edge rusher, but he's so phenomenally fast, runs a 4.5 or something like that. He could be a great front seven player, whether it's a outside linebacker rushing the passer a la Michael Parsons style, where he splits time between the two, or just as a box linebacker. His recognition and his ability to play through contact and to trigger downhill got so much better his senior year, and that was the one thing I was looking for. So a couple of those guys, and then I mentioned KJ Winston. I think he's just so smart. He's instinctive as a football player. It's going to be about speed for him. How fast can he play at the next level? And then one final guy I'll mention, Caleb Artis. Penn State needs a nose tackle, a one technique, 6'4", 295 pounds. He's a three-star prospect, but with great size, great movement skills, great flexibility, great pad level for being as tall as he is. For him, it's just about he's a little raw. He's a little bit unaware on the football field, a little slow to react to stuff. It's just about speeding up his clock. But again, I think I've seen enough from him to say that he's going to get there.
How about the other tackle, defensive tackle in this class, Zane Durant from Florida? It's interesting, the two tackle defensive tackles, Artis is 6'4", 290. Durant is only 6'1", 255. Tell me about him.
So he is not underrated in this class, so that's why I didn't bring him up, but I love Zane Durant, man. I don't know where he plays. I think he's a three technique. I don't know that he has the overwhelming speed and explosiveness to the edge and the length to play outside, but he is hyper-explosive as a three technique. He played running back for his team in Florida. So this is the level of talent on this kid. My problem is I'm looking at his frame, and he's pretty well filled out. So can he get up to 285? Can he put another 20 pounds of muscle on his frame? I think he can get stronger in a weightlifting program, but that mass is really important. So if he ends up being a strong side defensive end, that's a great run stuffer, penetrator, quickness. I think that's good, but I really want him to be a three technique. I really want to play him inside, and I want him to get to that size so he can be the... I'm going to say Ed Oliver comparison. We're not going all the way up to Aaron Donald because aliens do exist and he's one of them. So let's shoot for Ed Oliver, of a guy who is undersized but super strong.
I'll take Ed Oliver. And by the way, I want to see a 6'8", 340-pound punter, and I want to see a 6'1", 255-pound running back also. All right, T. Frank, that's it for quarter number two. Stick around quarter number three. I promise T. Frank will be here for Ask T. Frank.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.